So everywhere on social media, and I'm sure you've heard it through all your friends who have tried the carnivore diet, and who am I to judge without trying? So last month, I did a 30-day test on their carnivore diet just to see how it felt, my results, and if you're interested to hear my take on it, because I try everything, then stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
So the carnivore diet I actually tried out for 30 days for the month of March. I actually started maybe like 5 days earlier at the end of February. And it was a grueling process. Let's just start with that. Researching what I needed to do as far as getting some type of liver pills or eating liver, because you're missing so many different nutrients and vitamins and minerals if you're not eating any types of fruits or vegetables. So I knew that. I knew to hike up my vitamin C and a lot of other B vitamins. Also, I knew even from doing the keto diet that your glycogen is really low. And on a carnivore diet, you're next to nothing glycogen except for what's in your liver. So your body has no ability to retain water or not much in your muscles, which is very sparing if you get caught with your pants down as far as dehydration is concerned. And for me, my whole thing is I refuse to give up my social life. So this was carnivore diet Monday through Friday. I did my best to limit alcohol on the weekends. But I also did my best to only eat meat on the weekends as well. But obviously, I'm going to get kicked out of ketosis a little bit, restart the cycle on Monday, and go clean Monday through Friday. So let's just start with the carnivore diet. For anyone that's new to it, basically, you're only allowed to eat meats and some cheese, and then you're allowed to cook everything in either animal fat, bacon grease, or butter. And the problem with that is that I'm allergic to beef, which was one of the fattiest meats that they recommend, steaks or ribeyes. So I was already out there. I can't have butter because it has milk protein in it. Ghee also affects me a little bit, so I needed to cut that out. So I actually switched cooking just to kept it with my olive oil and avocado oil. And then everything else was chicken, lamb, bison. I tried to get as much, they call it ruminant meats, meaning like wild animals, like wild boar, venison, elk. But the problem is a lot of those aren't very fatty. And so you're kind of holding on to beef as your primary source, if not like maybe pork or pork butt. So as far as the carnivore diet's pyramid's concerned, those ruminant meats should be your major source. Then you move up and eat more kind of the leaner meats and chicken, duck, salmon, any other kind of fish. Then you could have a small amount of shellfish, which I'm also allergic to. So, but oysters, bone broth, small fish like anchovies. And I tried crab and smoked oysters as part of this. And then, like I said, the very top of the pyramid is just a little bit of the butter, hard cheeses, raw dairy, and then lots of mineral water. The big no-nos are gluten, grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, any vegetable or fruit, any sugars or sweeteners or those fake sweeteners like stevia, whatnot, and any processed food. So it couldn't be any kind of processed meat. I did have a little bit of jerky when I needed something different than just eating cooked meat. But for the most part, I stayed on course with a lot of ground stuff. So what I did was I went to Sprouts and everything. I tried to do a lot of organic as much as I could. So the best places for that were Whole Foods, Sprouts, and this place called Windmill Farms that was next to my parents' house. There's also pretty good places if you want to find a lot of those ruminant meats, those wild elk, antelope, venison, wild boar, those kind of meats. And a lot of the stuff I just did ground, because if you're going to pay the money for organic and to get the best price, usually the ground meat of whatever animal is a little bit cheaper. And of course, I'd buy a lot of salmon, any type of fish I can get my hands on. And surprisingly enough, I didn't go for the pork butt because this is such a long cook. I guess if I had tried the Instapot, I could have made huge meals with that and gotten my animal fat that way. And I didn't want to eat bacon. I just see bacon as being unhealthy for the most part. So I try to eat all these meats all day long, use my MCT oil, my olive oil, my avocado oil in my coffee if I had to, because that's what we do for keto. And for the first couple of days, I was fine because you're getting used to the diet. You already had some glycogen because you're probably eating some type of higher carb than normal. So the first 2 days, you're basically expelling all that water weight, all that glycogen. Your body's getting used to this. And then comes day three. You start getting the brain fog. And I've been used to that with keto. You just push past it. Put a little bit of sea salt in your water. I have electrolyte water, mountain spring water at home, so I have no problems with that. And then by the fourth night, I had a major case of insomnia. And I've read about that for this diet. So I was up all night, didn't get a wink of sleep. Thank God I went downstairs at some point and grabbed some kids' melatonin that we used to use for our daughter. Took half of it. And sure enough, by 4 o'clock, I passed out for a few hours and kept that handy by my drawer for the next nights. And so upon researching, okay, I'm getting my electrolyte water, that's good, but the quantity of water was not there. Oh my God, how am I messing that up? Being a personal trainer and health and wellness professional, and I'm telling you, something's going to get you. You're going to forget stuff. It's better just to write this down and stare at it at your refrigerator to make sure you accomplished all the tasks of the day. So by the end of that day, I was pounding water, getting my sea salt, drinking electrolyte water, feeling way better. I felt like maybe I was going to have a tiny bit of insomnia that fifth night. So I took another half of that melatonin. Oh my God, felt great. And by that weekend, I felt like a million bucks. I'd been in this saddle before with hardcore keto and then proceeded to eat as much meat as I could throughout the weekend. Had a little bit of alcohol and enough to kick you out of ketosis. And by Monday, the whole process starts again. Then I say by the second week, I had my thing down. I was getting all the different varieties of food. Like I mentioned at the very beginning of this, you're missing a lot of vitamins and minerals, and a lot of it you can get from liver. So I had a liver pill, but it was beef, and I'm allergic to beef. And I think that was messing with me for a little bit. And I found at Sprouts, they have a bison ground beef patty that includes bison heart and bison liver. Bam! And it tastes good. So my trick was I would try to get every type of ground meat from every animal with that bison liver and heart, cook it all together, and just put as much avocado, olive oil on there, keep it a lot of fat. I would still eat 4 eggs a day as well. And the second week was no problem. So then the third week, I started having issues again. It was a different type of brain fog, but it was not causing me any insomnia, but just really did not feel good. So I just was rechecking all my vitamins and minerals, and I was covered on almost everything. And then reading all about the carnivore diet online again with what my symptoms were. And then it came to, you're not eating enough saturated fat or cholesterol. I'm not sure which one, but a lot of those come with the high fatty meats, such as ribeye steaks, bacon, all that kind of stuff. And so I was eating all the cleaner stuff and having this plant-based oils, which don't have a lot of saturated fat or cholesterol. And so I learned, okay, I'm going to have something. I really don't want to, make a ton of pork butt or pork chops. It's just a lot of work. Let's just do bacon in the air fryer. And since the day I started eating bacon, just a couple pieces every day, that was it. For the rest of that third week and fourth week, 100% felt like $1 million. I wish I knew all this when I first started, and I probably would have got a lot better results. So to summarize this whole thing, watch your water intake, get your high fatty animal fats, or find a way to cheat code it like I did with bacon. Varieties of spice of life. Don't forget the fish, because there's certain vitamins and minerals that you can get in fish that you can't get through these ruminant meats. Probably better if you don't have milk protein allergy like I do, where you can kind of spice up the diet with a little bit of the hard cheeses, the butter, raw dairy, give you something else. Bone broth was good. I was doing that a lot. So as far as results, by the end of my Monday through Friday, I definitely could tell that I was at a better spot on Friday than I usually am with my kind of moderate keto diet. And that's to be expected. Basically, the carnivore is zero net carbs. There is nothing. So you should be in ketosis and burning fat faster than you were on like a keto diet. And by the end of the 35 days that I did, I did break a record, but it was only by a few pounds. And so that's the problem, right? When you've got nothing left to lose, you're playing these games with your diet and torturing yourself, and your body's going to fight tooth and nail to lose those last few pounds, which is just rough on your body, your psyche, everything. So I think, number one, knowing everything I did with those 30 plus days, starting correctly day one, I think I had a lot better time with this, got a little bit better results. Number two, the fact that I'm cheating on weekends and having some alcohol kind of breaks this whole cycle up to where you're always restarting on Monday. And I think to really feel good on the carnivore diet, you need to be pretty much abstinent so your body completely gets used to this new style. And I hear so many people talk about how great they felt even halfway through the diet, not to mention they've been doing it for like 6 months. I was not feeling the greatest most of this, kind of figured it out at the end, but still, when I went back to doing more low-carb keto, I felt better than I did the whole month of being on the carnivore diet. So I definitely don't want to throw this in the trash. I just feel that if you can't abstain from the weekends for the 30 days, I don't know if I would do this again. So at some point in my life, there's got to be a super boring month where I want to go for it again. Then I would opt into doing the carnivore diet. And also for a short time, I see all these people doing 3 months, 6 months, a year. I definitely don't think it's healthy to abstain from fruits and vegetables completely. You're just missing out on so much vitamins and minerals, and it's so hard to figure out all the supplementation you need to offset this. So the other portion of doing this carnivore diet and why I did it was doing a gut health reset. I talk a lot about how I feel and all the biohacking I've been doing, that I feel like I have a leaky gut. Probably did in my 20s with eating garbage and partying and all that, because like I've said before, all the things I'm allergic to are all the things I abused in my 20s. And if you look up leaky gut syndrome and all the theories, it's once you get holes in your intestinal lining, some food products can get into the bloodstream and outside of your digestive tract and then start causing your body to produce all these histamines and basically mark them as allergies. So there is a possibility that the carnivore diet, it's so simple on your digestive tract, it gives time for your body to heal your issues allegedly to where maybe you can start adding these things back in after you do this. And that's why I did it. And I did feel like my skin did clear up a little bit around my nose, around my glutes, where I have a little bit of, I call it buttony, but acne. And I've done tons of stuff to alleviate a lot of that. But carnivore took it to a next level. So some of the things that I was reading about and seeing on social media were true. But unless you're going to commit to the 30 days of just pure carnivore, no drinking, no cheating, I don't know if I'd recommend this one. So to end this, I knew kind of from the start that I would do this, go back to my low carb keto, which I do feel good and have been used to. However, seeing how much muscle I put on with the same amount of grams of protein that I was doing before, drinking a lot of protein shakes with pea protein isolate, and seeing the difference between animal protein and these shakes, it's insane. So now that's sold me on the idea of at least cutting one of my two shakes of pea protein isolate away, because I just don't think it's as bioavailable as animal products. And now stepping up my game and keeping this process of buying organic ground beef, ground chicken, ground pork, ground boar, and getting another, 50 grams or so from that ground meat versus drinking all those shakes. Also, I've been watching a lot of social media on TikTok, mostly of Dr. Paul Saladino, where you always hear him saying kale is BS and vegetables are horrible. You should be doing meats, but also like raw honey, all that kind of stuff. And through this process and seeing a lot of the stuff he's doing, I wanted to change it again for this next month. So I want to start increasing my fruits a little bit, maybe adding some raw honey and decreasing the amount of vegetables I was eating. Still watching out for any allergies and also watching out for any vegetables that have like high oxalates, because I see that a lot, like spinach and kale. I found arugula and artichokes are a little bit better, but just overall decreasing the amount of vegetables I was eating so I can increase the amount of fruits and going more animal protein than vegan protein shakes. So that's a mouthful. That's my experience. That's what I'm going to be doing for the month of April. And probably in a month or so, I'll give an update on that diet. So as always, thanks for listening. If you check out my show notes, I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation just to see if I can't answer any of your questions. Other than that, have a great weekend.
If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I've moved down here to San Diego, and I'm actually going to be training at one of my local gyms. So in this process, you got to do the Yelp and Google reviews to get some action going. And what I'd like to do is ask my audience if anyone out there would be so gracious enough to leave me a 5-star Google review to help build my local training clients. If you love the show or have had any results from listening, please click on the show notes for my link to get to these Google reviews, as it is hard even to find me by searching for Over 40 Fitness Hacks on Google Maps currently. Thank you once again, and I hope you love the show. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can't help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.